Part 1. Chapter 1. It is a bad day to die, a perfect one to kill. The sniper lies in cover towards the upper northeastern edge of the valley. His right eye is up close behind the 10-power scope attached to the receiver of the rifle. He is watching a massacre as it unfolds below him. Between heartbeats, he tightens his forefinger around the trigger. As he does so, the killer jerks back, a pink mist spraying from his torso. Lifeless limbs flail as he sprawls into the long grass. The crack of the report reaches the sniper's ear a fraction of a second later. He flinches. He checks the scope, knowing the target is down, knowing the kill is good, knowing, too, that he did not fire the shot. Chapter 2. It was Grace's habit to approach death the same way she approached life, with calm deliberation and an open mind. And while others might mistake that detachment for coldness, she reserved her compassion for more private moments. She knew she would weep over the scene of carnage laid out before her, but it would be later, alone, not now. Wailing at the graveside helped nobody, least of all the departed. So she paused a little way back from the body and waited for the signs of death to speak to her, as she knew they would. First in half-caught whispers, then louder, more stridently. Grace was patient, and 3 years as a crime scene investigator had made her a good listener. She stood easy, with the strap of the Canon digital camera over her shoulder, her head tilted to tune out the raised voices behind her. The farmer, arguing with a pair of uniforms who'd been first on the scene, the bereaved, shouting for retribution. And she stood motionless, casting a long shadow. It was still early enough for the sun to be climbing steeply, and the dew sparked and shimmered on the spider's webs in the grass at her feet. Ever since her childhood, Grace had loved the ethereal light at this time of day. Around her, the flies had already begun to feast. Blowflies, always the first to gather, drawn by the irresistible scent of blood thick in the air, Grace hardly noticed. There were 6 corpses lying in the field. She'd studied each in turn, but only one arrested her attention. This one. It was different from the others, not least in the manner of its death. The body lay stretched out on one side, with the head thrown back, the teeth bared in defiance. Beneath one outflung limb, Grace could see the blackened circle of the undoubtedly fatal gunshot wound to the chest, although at this stage she took nothing at face value. "What a waste," she murmured.